The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Cool. Bang. Headshot. Sit down. Stand up. Bang. Pass out. Bang. Wake up. Bang. Bet it. Bang. Wake up. Bang. Bet it. Bang. Cool. Bang. Headshot. Sit down. Stand up. Bang. Pass out. Bang. Wake up. Bang. Bet it. Bang.
Hey, Winehouse, how you doing today? Hopefully it's Wine Crush Wednesday when you're listening to this. If not, it doesn't matter. As long as you listen, we're glad to have you. My name is So Lovely. And the woman who is laughing, her name is De'Asia Ali. Say what's up to the people.
What it is. What's up?
We hope that you have had a wonderful week. I'm sorry. I got a weird DM. Somebody talk about Ancestry.com and they think we're related. Like, excuse me? No.
excuse me? What are you talking about?
I don't think so. Like, my last name is pretty. It's not uncommon, so. It's a no for me, dog.
It's a no. This dude at the family, like, you know what? Us, this relationship, relatives, it's a no.
Right. But anyways, y'all ain't here for that. Y'all here for some wine stuff. So you are tuned in to the Bad and Boozy podcast.
You just never know where this whole going to go.
That's my official radio announcer voice. It's rated R. Bad and Boozy podcast is rated NSFW, not safe for work. So please make sure that you are listening in the comfort of your home, in your car, or with your headphones on if you are in your workplace. Yeah, so, you know, we like to get our show started with a little bit of uncorking, a little unwrapping of our week thus far. So, De'Asia, how was your week, beloved?
My week was pretty good. Started off with some fuck shit, because y'all, when we recorded last, I mentioned that the government was, the funding hadn't been passed, and, you know, the government shut down on me. But they tried to do some fuck shit. The funding didn't expire. I mean, it didn't get passed. So it shut down officially Saturday. But I'm like, all right, whatever. It's not really going to affect me till Monday. But we still had to go into work on Monday to conduct what they call it, official shutdown procedures, like setting out voicemail and all that. So I moseyed on up in the office. But they had a vote for another bill like Monday afternoon. So I was like, when I left work, I was like, we didn't have to stay there the whole day, just maybe, it was really less than 30 minutes, but whatever. But I was like, why stay, play ball-headed games and open up on Tuesday? And I told my coworkers, if they open up on Tuesday, I ain't coming in. Mm-hmm. And by the time I woke up Tuesday, no, right before I went to bed Monday night, I got like the little email that we subscribed to tell us the official operating status, saying that that we were open, had to report at whatever our normal, regular next, like, reporting time was. And I just went to sleep. I woke up the next morning. I kind of was thinking, all right, whatever. I got a full night's sleep. I'm going to go to work. I woke up, laid there for about 30 minutes, and I texted my boss and was like, I ain't feeling good today.
Today ain't today.
I was like, no, not today. Because I feel like I needed to get the full effects of having a 4 day off, because Monday ain't count since we had to go in. And I don't care that it was only a few minutes, but that's a few minutes I had to put on. I had to get up, had to put clothes. I had to walk to the bus stop. I wasn't here for all that. So I took Tuesday off. But all the rest of the week, I've just been trying to, you know, be a little, y'all know I'm still on my being a productive employee shit.
Yes.
And then to cap it off Friday night, you know, we normally record on Fridays, but we ain't recording this Friday because a bitch went to happy hour.
Hey.
And I was like, ooh, I had a long week, even though I wasn't in there the whole week. I'm like, I'm going to get some drinks with my friends. And niggas was drinking. I was drinking some Knob Creek and bourbon. Some Knob Creek and ginger beer. And we went to this spot that got like some bomb ass chicken wings. I'm like, fried chicken be so good. And some potato skins. It was so good. Then we goes to another spot and one girlfriend tell them it's her birthday. And then we was taking more shots. And then next thing you know, it's almost like 11 o'clock. And I was like, you know what? Let me get in this Uber and go home. I'm supposed to run in the morning. I'm supposed to need to get my life together. And I came in, and this morning I woke up to go to the bathroom, and I realized all I had on was my shirt. I didn't have on no pants, no panties, no nothing. But I didn't remember taking my pants off. I didn't remember taking my pants off, and I'm looking around like, where are my pants? And he was in the bathroom. I was like, let me go back to sleep. I was like, I'd have had a good old drunken time. So I did, but I got up and ran. I was a little hungover and ran 3 miles, but that's fine. Okay. So, you know, I had a nice little bad and boozy Friday evening with some friends. It was much needed. Little hugs and shooting shit.
Yes, that is all good. All to the good.
But so, what about you? How was your week?
Awesome bullshit.
Yes, we're gonna tell them about your week.
Well, winos. I had like an injury. I had a little incident on Monday. So because of that, I have been at home all week. Yes, I have done nothing but lay in the bed and watch trash TV and try to fend for myself with a busted ankle and a boot on. So, yeah, the only shenanigans were trying to use the bathroom that first day because I couldn't put my foot on the ground. And then, you know, it's okay because you can sit down. Shut up. But standing
but
up.
But then you got
to
get up.
Yes, trying to stand up with one foot. Yes, and make sure the other foot does not touch the ground. Oh, baby.
It's like doing the, what they call the,
them Russian,
the squats, like the
pistol squats. All I know is my right leg gonna be strong as hell after all of this. So yeah, I gotta wear the boot for a few weeks. That means no real cardio exercise. However, I've been trying to do some upper body stuff. I gotta make sure I'm careful about what I eat, and I've been eating fairly good. I did have some Mexican food today. Had some beans and rice and some quesadilla. So, but I have had some wine this week, y'all, and I am excited to tell y'all about it because I have been drinking what the good homie Gerard has been drinking lately. So, all my shenanigans have been just watching old episodes of Real Housewives of Atlanta. Actually watching Scandal on time, but I fell asleep halfway through.
Yeah, I gotta watch Scandal. Man. I'm gonna watch it tonight.
Every day this week that I was injured, I went to bed like around 8:30, then woke up at shortly after midnight. And I'm like, this is some bull. Like, I want a full night's worth of sleep. But you know what? Everything happens for a reason. What reason it is, I don't know. But you know what? It is what it is. So here I am.
I've been getting some good sleep this week myself. I was like, fuck it, it's 9 o'clock. I don't care that it's 9. I'm going to sleep.
I can't. I don't like going to bed that early. Like, 10 o'clock is good for me. 11,
yeah, 10 is my normal. Preferred,
but 10, I fucks with 10.
10 is my, normal.
Yeah.
10 is my normal when I get up about 6.
If I'm
so
not,
I get them 8.
If I'm not cupcaking, 10 is good. If I'm cupcaking, depends on the boot thing schedule, I may be cupcaking till like midnight, 12:30. Then still got to turn around and get my ass up to 5. See, that's what you call dedication. I'm to see how much of a good girl I am. I sacrifice my sleep for cupcaking.
You're just out of control.
But yeah, anyway, that has been my week.
That was the uncorked week.
So, you know what that brings us to, a little bit of sip or spit. So.
Sip or spit.
Yes. So, DeAsia, what did you have this week?
So I this week I actually had I had some, you know, our good old, you know, we're pro box wine over here. So I did have some Pinot Noir by Black Box. I'm gonna save that one for next week. But I also had for my review this week, I don't know if I put this one on Delectable yet, was the brand Cupcake. Has a California red velvet, and I tried that. When did I get it? I think I just stopped and got it from the grocery store on my way home last week. But my first introduction to the cupcake brand might have been, I'm pretty sure it was like that Prosecco or something. But so I stopped to get this red velvet. And I like it. I was just like, I wanted something that was kind of like, that I knew, I've had it before, but I was like, oh, let me revisit this. And I knew I wanted something that gave me kind of like a sweet, like my version of sweet, but that wasn't actually like a dessert wine or like a really sweet wine. So the cupcake is California. It was very rich and smooth. I basically mirrored what they have up on the website, that it was notes of cherry, blackberry, chocolate, and mocha. That's the part that I kind of like, because normally when y'all know I'm a coffee drinker, if I don't just get regular coffee, my go-to is always like the Starbucks cafe mocha or whatever the coffee shop's mocha is. So this wine like hits all the little things that I like. And it says, while soft hints of vanilla, toasted oak tend to lead to an intense and lengthy finish. Mm. So I'm like, yeah, I always like those. Give me a good little finish on the end. And it says, enjoy with a ribeye steak grilled bacon cheeseburger.
What? That's now, very specific.
That's very specific, but I could definitely see drinking this. You might not be thinking about drinking wine with a burger, but I will, and I could definitely see a nice little burger. And Wegmans has this burger. It's like a maple onion something bacon burger. Like this will really go well with that.
Like, and it's like that Western bacon burger from Carl's Jr.
Oh, I listen. Give me a burger with bacon, and like if the bacon is like a little caramelized, I'm here for it. And it says, or with s'mores by the fire. So I like this one. It was rich, little berry and like little mocha flavor. It would probably be like a subtle thing. It probably could hang out with our friends from last week when we was talking about some of the chocolate wines. It's not really chocolates because mm-hmm. this don't have no chocolate in it, but like it has some of the same, you can tell it probably has some of the same tannins and stuff like that. So if you like chocolate or like mocha type flavors, you probably would like this one. So I would definitely give it a sip. And it's reasonably priced. I'm always the one that forget the price. Wine in D.C. is just a little bit more expensive than Baltimore anyway. So, but I think this was running about like $10. And at first I was like, $10? But I keep forgetting it's always like a couple dollars more down in the city than it is back home.
Cupcake is pretty expensive out here too. It's definitely like on the $11.99
side. I'm pretty sure when I got this from $10 at Harris Teeter, I got a Harris Teeter card price. I'm pretty sure it was actually like $11.99. Mm-hmm. But I have the grocery store card. So the Cupcake California Red Velvet. I'm gonna get at a sip. But yeah, that was good. What was you drinking on?
Okay, so since I am on painkillers, I'm just going to say, ain't no Motrin going to stop the show, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I can't never think. They be like, don't drink. I be like, you know, let me just get a little sip.
Like, well, first of all, I'm not operating any heavy machinery. I'm not leaving mm-hmm. the house. I'm really not even leaving the bed unless it's to go to the bathroom or to go to the kitchen. So I figured I could just have a glass. So, being as how I had none in the house, I had to venture with my boot and crutches to
how did that go?
The nearest spot. And the nearest spot for me, other than the liquor store, and I really wasn't trying to go in there and look around, because then I was going to get distracted. So I said, you know what? Let me do what Gerard does. And let me just go to Aldi and see what they got.
Yeah! Shout out to Gerard.
So I went to Aldi. I went straight to that Winking Owl, that $2.99 special. And because we had just responded to our head nigga in charge classic in regards, he had asked us about some sangria recipe. And I was like, you know what? I could go for a good sangria.
Okay.
So, took myself to the stove, looked on that Winking Owl aisle, and I saw they had all different kinds. And I remember they had a sangria. So I went and picked up the bottle. I tried it. And you know what? I'm giving this a sip, y'all. It is a certified
Yeah. Red sangria?
Yeah, it was a red sangria. And I'm trying to read y'all the little description that they have. But one thing I did learn while doing my little research, even though I hate this particular vineyard or winemaker, Winking Owl is made by Gallo, y'all.
Right. Oh, they friends.
Yeah, they. I was like, oh, okay, but this tastes better than anything, any Gallo I've ever had. I was like, okay.
Well, shout out to that, because Gallo be trash.
Certified trash.
And not even the trash that, not even the trash that is like, all right, we know it's trash, but we're going to have some fun and drink it anyway. Don't bring me no Gallo.
Exactly. And, so, this sangria, it is, it's not like, okay, there's a couple of different ones that I buy when I'm not in the mood to make my own. I prefer to make my own. However, it is a,
it's always best.
It is a process. And sometimes I'm not in the mood for the process. So this instance, I normally buy from three different types of brands, but like I said, I decided to step out, walk on the wild side. I mean, $3, can't really be mad. It's either going to be hit or miss. So, I got it, you know, I poured it, I smelled it, I was like, okay, I could smell the oranges, I could smell the apples, I could smell the spice, like anise, that kind of thing. So, I was like, okay, this just might be good. So, I took a sip, and it wasn't, you know, because it's sangria, so it's not going to be jammy. However, there was a heavy fruit influence. There was a good succulent sweet finish on the back end. I mean, it was flavorful. It was complex, dare I say. I was like, you know what? I might could buy this again, because I was like really ready to put some fruit in it, like frozen fruit in it, because I just knew it was going to be bad. But I was pleasantly surprised. Like,
oh, that's good.
I'm not saying it tasted like a $15 or $20 bottle of wine, but it tasted like at least something that you would give for like $8.99,
$9.99. But it did, and it did the job. Sometimes I just be on a budget.
Yeah.
Or need something quick.
The other Friday went by, so then technically I would have got paid yesterday. I didn't. So I got a whole weekend to get through, and then an extra 2 days before I get paid. So yes, bitches, is on
the and shout out to my friend Trina binge listening to the show and texting me out of nowhere talking about shout out to So-So's second check in January.
Shout out to the second check. Girl, this is about to be the first check of February. And girl, I'm going to be broke this month because this is my daughter's birthday. She's been hemming me up about this. Told her she could have her birthday party at a hotel. We were supposed to be, yes, I'm sorry. If you hear Velcro, I am undoing my boot because it is killing me. Soft, killing me softly with training, killing me softly. So yeah, man, this is on a budget. My daughter wants a hotel party for her and three of her friends, which means I'm going to be paying for a hotel room and ordering pizza and, you know, all that fun stuff and making sure they got goodie bags and designing invitations. So yeah, my money gone before I even got it. So yeah. Ain't nobody kids. Got time to be balling on the wine this week. I'm sorry, y'all. I may be disappointing my bougie homies. Oh, well. Y'all ain't putting nothing on the PayPal. So, I gots to do what I gots to do. But yeah, so it was a definite sip. So would I be buying it again? Absolutely. Like I was trying to say, it would be perfect as a base for sangria. Because for sangria, you could use like Rioja wine or Pinot Grigio or even Cabernet would make a good base, Zinfandel. But you know what? You could actually get a regular old sangria wine, add some fruit to it, and let the fruit get good and drunk. Still go ahead and add you some brandy because, you know, that ain't
gonna hurt. Doing that.
Because it ain't going to hurt. Ooh, yeah.
I like to find a good base for sangria if I don't feel like making it. Because sometimes, like you said, you don't feel like making that shit. Man. Like, let me just pop the bottle in the freezer or in the refrigerator.
Y'all don't know how good it feels to take this boot off. Oh! I almost got the Holy Ghost. Right? Woo! Yes. Oh, it was squeezing me, y'all. It was I couldn't even concentrate. Yes. Mm. So yeah, that is sip or spit for this week. We both have given our wines, and we both had red this week. Ain't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, sip or spit has been brought to you by the wonderful people over at Audible. So allow me to introduce you, if you ain't already knowing,
to Audible.
To Audible. To Audible. Podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. I actually ordered some books this week, but what I'm going to do is take advantage of the Audible, because there is one particular book that I am dying to get into, but I know I don't want to read it. I want to hear it in this person's voice. And that's that book by Tiffany Haddish.
Oh, yeah.
And I've heard
it, like, seemed like hers and the Jennifer Lawrence are good ones to hear them tell a story.
Yeah, so I would prefer, much rather hear the story in their voice than hear the story in the voice in my head. So I'm definitely going to check that out, as well as Jennifer Lewis's book, Gabrielle Union's book, We're Going to Need More Wine. I was thinking about using Audible to get that. So... also, to let y'all know, you guys can download my pick or any other audiobook for free by trying audible.com to download. And then some of the other titles that they have, because you may not be interested in the ones that I named. Gucci Mane's book is on there.
Hey.
The Autobiography of Gucci Mane. Trevor Noah's book is up there. If you were looking for this particular week, I was looking for a fantasy book by a woman of color. And I found it. But I know that there are also other books that are written by women on there. The Misadventures of Awkward Black Girl is on there. Hunger, A Memoir of My Body by Roxane Gay is on there. If you're into wrestling or science fiction, there's books on there for you as well. So it's not just like a limited amount of books. I ain't gonna say it's like... it's better than Netflix. Because you know how Netflix just gives you like some stuff that you may not necessarily want to watch, but you watch it anyway because you're paying for the service. No, Audible has a full smorgasbord of books to choose from. So to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/thecspn and you'll be able to go ahead and download one of those books. And so you'll go to, again, audibletrial.com/thecspn for your free audiobook. So y'all, take advantage of that, especially if you're one of those people like me who said that you wanted to read more books this year. Go ahead and take advantage of Audible, get as many as you can, and you know what, start crossing that off your list for your New Year's resolution. All right, y'all.
Hey.
Yep. So with that being said, we got some stuff we want to talk to y'all about this week. I would kind of put it in the category of wine basics or just need to know information. Sometimes we get so caught up in, what can I call it? The pretentiousness of wine that I'm not assuming that anybody. I would say sometimes I get caught up in the pretentiousness of wine and I may not, you know, want to come across like, I don't know certain things. So to help get myself over that, I like to do research. And so one of the areas that Dee and I have been doing research on is the actual wine bottles themselves, because different types of wines come in different kinds of bottles. So you don't want to be caught off guard, mm-hmm. like, wait, what is this? So you can pretty much be able to tell what it is by the type of bottle that it comes in. And then we also want to talk to you guys about how to properly store your wine, so that when you're buying it and you're not able to consume it all in one whap, you know, you go ahead and store it appropriately so that it's not going to taste bad when you go back to get it. Or maybe it's something that you just not going to be able to store. So we want to let y'all know that as well.
And then just also, want y'all to be armed with a little bit of extra knowledge when you make a selection, because wine shopping can be intimidating, especially in a big ass place like Total Wine.
Man, yeah.
You be like, I'm confused, and walk right back out.
Yeah,
right,
we don't want you to walk in and walk out with nothing. We want you to walk in prepared with knowledge and information, and then also be prepared to ask for assistance if you need it. Because don't be afraid to ask questions, man. I'm not going to say there's no such thing as a stupid question, because the devil is a lie.
Right. No, but like we always say, ask questions. But if you at least got like a little bit of a base, you might feel more informed asking questions. But especially at like Total Wines, I know the people there, they normally like really knowledgeable and eager to help and please. So you ain't got to feel all just lost.
Yep. So without further ado, we want to introduce y'all to some bottles. So
the bottle.
Yeah. So you want to get started with the shapes of the bottle, or you want to talk about them sizes?
I'll do the shapes. I start with the shapes. Just a little introduction. The information I had a nice little summary. So it's the bottle. Wine drinkers know in general. Well, I won't say everybody knew, but it has crossed my mind before when I'm in the store. Like, I didn't know if like the bottles were shaped different for a reason. But I do look like, oh, that's a cute bottle. Like, oh, that's a cute color or whatever. But I was like, is it a reason? Is that? But you know, apparently there is. So iconic bottle shapes as well as the color of the bottle glass can give you a clue about the wine style before you ever even remove the cork. Some of the characteristic bottle shapes shown that I'm going to discuss are associated with particular wine regions and can give information about the style of wine. While most of the bottle shapes originate in the quote-unquote old world, new world producers will often use representative bottle shapes for wines of like similar styles. The glass color, too, can reveal where the wine is from, hinting at its relative style, among other attributes. In recent years, some producers, particularly in the New World, have abandoned the traditional shapes in favor of eye-catching bottles with wide-flanged mouths or other unusual features. They said wide-flanged mouths. Or other unusual features. When purchasing these, I read that word earlier and I was like, oh, that's a fun word. When purchasing these, look to the label for cues, or of course, like we said, ask a knowledgeable friend or trusted wine merchant to help you judge the style of wine. So basically, like, nothing is absolute, but it could definitely give you a lot of clues. And I thought about the way that it said, like, now some of the bottles aren't as traditional. And that kind of makes sense with, like, some of the mystique, of the wine producers and stuff has like, you know, it's not like, oh, this bougie thing anymore. So it makes sense that the bottles, the shapes and stuff now might be a little bit more like less geared to like a particular market that's, you know, we ain't trying to do all this like extra whatever. Let's just go to a younger audience that's just looking at the bottle shapes. So I have six bottle shapes and just like a brief description. The first one is the champagne bottle. The champagne bottle is constructed with a deep hollow in the bottom called a punt, which helps the glass withstand the immense pressure caused by the trapped carbon dioxide. So that little punt part, if you ever like put your finger up in under the bottle, that little
round part. So you want me to put my fingers?
Yeah, put your finger. Listen. It said, but this thing said.
Do I need to ask for consent before I do this?
You might. Do you need them finger condoms?
Do you mind?
Do you need them finger condoms?
I need the wine. That's what the wine condoms are for. The wine condoms.
That's what they really for. Excuse me, bottle. Do you mind if I what is that with the deep hollow in the bottom? This wine bottle a little fast. These wine bottles. Okay. So that's the champagne bottle. There's a white Bordeaux bottle. This clear, straight-sided bottle was first used for dry white Bordeaux. A wine in this type of bottle is likely to be crisp or is likely to be a crisp or rich white. Sometimes some pink wines and sweet wines can also be found in this shape. So that really makes sense because I'm picturing the Sauvignon Blanc that I like. I'm pretty sure it's in the shape of a bottle. Alsace or Riesling bottle is a pale green or brown. This slender bottle is used for white wines from northern France and Germany. If you see a wine in this style of bottle, it'll probably be a soft white. Oh, so this one is slim. And just a little soft. Okay. All right. But that makes sense. Like, if you really think about it, it makes sense. A couple of Rieslings. I don't remember if the Kung Fu Girl was in a slim bottle like this one or not. Whatchamacallit.
There's a particular kind of Moscato d'Asti that I buy, and it is in a small, slim John like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to post a picture. Take a picture of the book I'm reading from and post this on Instagram. The Burgundy bottle. This bottle, with its sloping sides, features yellow or green glass. A white wine in a yellow bottle probably means a rich white. A red wine in a green bottle will be a juicy or smooth red. Mm. But this, the way it look a little bit this bottle look a little more wide. You know, we like our BBW, so this bottle look like it's just, this bottle match. Like, oh, all right, this bottle a little juicy. A red Bordeaux bottle. This green cast bottle is almost universally used for Cabernet, Sauvignon, Merlot, and Bordeaux-style blends. This bottle usually signifies that a wine is a smooth or bold red. Okay, these are friends over here. And last, the port bottle, made from a very dark green or almost black glass. This distinctive squat bottle, made specifically for port, is easily recognized by its slightly bulging neck. This bottle do have a bulging neck, looking like some NFL player with a big old neck.
That's like the bottle of Stella Rosa has a bulging neck.
All right, that makes sense. So it's funny because some of the stuff is you don't realize that you kind of know, but you ain't realize you knew. But now it's like tying in the other pieces. So those were the six bottle shapes. I'll just run through the titles again: the champagne bottle, the white Bordeaux bottle, the Alsace or Riesling bottle, the Burgundy bottle, the red Bordeaux bottle, and the port bottle. So, and I'm gonna take it like. I said, I'm going to take a picture, but yeah. So if you like, you know, so that makes sense. If you at least can like eyeball the shape of the bottle, it should tell you something before even picking up the bottle to even read the label.
So I'm looking for them BBWs. So I'm going to be specifically I'm going to be looking for
these two, you know, Al Burgundy bottle and our red Bordeaux bottle. That's our friends.
If it's red and a green bottle, that's what I want. That's what I like.
Give me that. Like, ooh, I probably would like this one. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, to transition to the next part, if you have a bottle, they will be corked or, you know, closed or some way. And just a little quick thing, and I'll let you take over. Corks and other bottle closures. The bark of a type, the cork in general, I never thought about, like, maybe the cork would come from a specific, I know it come from a tree, but apparently the cork, the what we know is the wine corks comes from a specific tree. So most of them, some people will just call it a cork tree or cork oak, but it's like a
like the scientific name is like Quercus sumber or something like that, or whatever. Mm. But it's the bark of a type of oak tree. Cork is the traditional closure for wine bottles. But as we have hinted before, recently some producers have turned to alternate closures, such as plastic corks or metal screw tops, to both preserve the cork trees and eliminate the problem of a cork taint or tainted what? Cork, however you want to call it. Look, it said cork taint. Cork taint. they just be surprising us with these words, right? I'll try to like slide it in there. I didn't know if you was here, but whatever. because that can affect, the cork tank can affect about 5% of cork sealed wines. So most of us know the bottles to be corked, but you know there are plenty of alternate closures and things like that to preserve the environment in the damn tree. The cork tree. The primary source of cork for the wine bottle stoppers used come from this particular tree is like native to Southwest Europe and Northwest Africa. Okay. So African. I didn't realize that most of them come from like the same type of tree. I didn't know if it was different trees or what. But leave the trees alone.
So the cork.
Even though I collect corks. Leave some of the trees alone.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So Dee discussed with y'all the shapes of the bottles. I'm just going to drop a little bit of knowledge on y'all about these sizes, y'all. Because it's a whole... I didn't even know it was this many sizes of bottles. Because I'm just used to seeing the 750 milliliter bottle, which is the standard bottle. And then the Magnum, which is twice that size. That's the 1.5 liter. But when I tell y'all there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 different sizes of wine bottles, y'all.
I know it was that many. I knew it was some different ones.
The first one, that's the split. So that's like the little ones that you see in the store. Those are, hold on. Ooh, excuse me, y'all. I'm going to edit that out. The split, that is 1,875. That is 187.5 milliliters. Then there is the demi half, which is 375. So the split, that's like when you see those small bottles of mixed Moscato and, you know, what are the other ones, small, really small ones that you could get for like $3 or $4?
I'm trying to think which ones.
Usually one glass. I know Stella Rosa makes them, and they sell
and sometimes
them like
they'll put them in like a 4-pack or something.
Yeah, they'll be in a 3 or 4-pack. Those are the
like
split.
A 3 or 4-pack.
Uh huh. That's the split size. Then there's demi half.
I just thought it was the ghetto size.
No, it's not the ghetto.
Because they would have them at my old apartment. We had like a little convenience store in the basement, and they had the cheap ones in the 4-pack. But I used to like her because if I just really only wanted one, like, she would sell me one by herself. So I'd be like, oh, like a little Lucy. She would sell me one out the 4-pack.
A Lucy. I can't stand you.
Let me just get that glass. I don't need no.
Oh, God. the demi or half, that's 375. Then 500 milliliters is called Janine. Then you have your standard at 750. Your Magnum is twice the size of the standard, so that's 1.5 liters. Then there's a double Magnum. That's the ones that you see, like, in the club with the sparklers coming out of it. That's 3 liters. Then there's one called... This is when the names start getting biblical, which is funny.
Look at these. I just pulled it up so I could follow along with you. I'm like, what the fuck?
Jeroboam, which is 4.5 liters. That's the equivalent of 6 standard bottles in one bottle. Then there's Imperial, which is 6 liters. That's 8 bottles. Then there's Salmanazar, which is 12 bottles at 9 liters. There's Balthazar, which is 12 liters and holds 16
standard
bottles.
What are these names, Jesus?
And then there's Nebuchadnezzar.
Hey, you know how to say that word.
Yeah, it's a Bible. I'm telling you, these are some Bible names.
That makes sense. I'll be knowing.
That's 15 liters, and that holds 20 standard bottles. Now, how would you even uncork a bottle of that big?
So this kind of makes sense a little bit. So have you ever been to like a fancy restaurant or somewhere who had all these wine bottles? And I've seen like these old, like these ridiculously looking sized bottles.
Yeah.
But I always just thought that was just like for show. But based on this, I'm like, oh no, that was some real ass wine probably in those bottles.
Shit, that and wine I'm like, old as hell. It's been standing straight up too. I ain't drinking that.
Right. But hell like, what you gonna do? Like, how you gonna open it? Like, what kind of cork screw you need to get that bottle open?
Girl,
like the nigga outside, you know, the construction worker. Can I borrow the thing?
Let me get that jackhammer so I can open this bottle.
The jackhammer so I can open this bottle. Big ass wine bottle.
Man.
I thought those bottles was for play, but apparently they real.
I mean, but how many people would it take to pick up a bottle that's the size of 20 bottles?
Niggas exercising.
Man.
See, we need to have some kind of wine, like a relay race or obstacle course.
So like
the big bottle gotta be part of the race. Don't drop that motherfucker.
I'm thinking like, how heavy is that joint?
How heavy? Because wine bottles, the glass be thick. Like, so if you go and make one that's 20 bottles, ain't nobody got time.
I'm Googling it right
Listen,
now.
This when you start getting to those big sizes, just start making a box wine, my nigga. Just make the box.
Just give me the barrel, my G.
Just give me the whole barrel.
But I need to know so I can tell y'all. Never
I do. Just
never.
Rolling that shit.
Oh, God. I can. Yeah, my spelling. I ain't even caring about spelling.
Nebuchadnezzar. That's way easier to say than it actually looks. It look crazy as hell.
Oh, there's even one bigger than that. Lord have mercy.
There's one bigger than that.
Melchizedek.
Melchizedek, what? Kiss a dick? What?
The Melchizedek. That's a champagne bottle. And that holds 30 liters of wine. Lord.
Jesus. I think one of the real big ones I saw before was like a champagne bottle. Excuse me, can I get that double Magnum?
I know, right?
Okay. Magnum is just a good word. It got the ice cream, it got the condoms, the big wine bottles. Yes.
Okay, so... What happens if a bottle is too large? It may seem like it's in your best interest to buy as many Nebuchadnezzars and Melchizedeks as you can, but large format bottles aren't without their flaws. A large champagne bottle can actually explode for almost no reason.
Damn. Oh, so that champagne bottle horny. Just explode.
Yep. And let's see. In addition, when giant bottles explode, they cause far more damage than a standard bottle. So you put the other bottles at risk when you store them next to one another. Most wineries have to customize corks to fit larger bottles, and this inherently adds risk. If the cork size is off by even a few millimeters, air will leak into the bottle and the wine will quickly spoil. A wine's age is only as good as its cork. In general, this is one of the greatest problems with large bottles of wine. And when anything goes wrong, more wine can spoil than in a standard bottle. Man, listen.
So bigger ain't always better.
Mm-mm. Not in this case. Mm-mm. Yeah, no. So, y'all stay away. This is stick for if you're trying to buy wine and you want to have the most bang for your buck, I guess, or for your collection. It says stick with the Magnums, the Jeroboams, and the Imperials if you want large bottles that are still manageable. You can invest in larger sizes than these, but be aware that storing and moving them is going to be much more difficult. Many collectors have had success buying large bottles and keeping them for about 10 years, then reselling them to a new owner for profit. Okay.
See, we be trying to consume the wine. They be investing in shit. Maybe one day. Man. One day.
So... There you go. If y'all trying to make an investment, y'all might want to buy a big ass bottle of wine.
A big ass bottle.
Store it on its side. Save it and sell it. That would be pretty dope. I like that idea.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm like, dang, you trying to buy enough wine for all the homies instead of just getting 6 bottles? Just get that Jeroboam, which is the size of 6 bottles, to come through. Like, hey. Hey, y'all, I got the wine.
Hey, hey. Imagine, do the bootleg, do they got, like, wine bootleg for people? Just, you know how you can, like, the nigga on the corner just be having these bottles? I know
in places where, like, you have the ABC stores, they got, like, the liquor man. We used to have, like, a liquor man out here who we would buy, like, Patron and that kind of stuff.
Oh, that makes sense.
But yeah, since I mentioned it, we might as well get into this wine story. So we pretty much taught y'all how to choose your bottles, what size bottles are good to choose from. So stay away from them huge ones, y'all. But let's get into this storage right fast. What makes wine deteriorate quick is the exposure to oxygen. So just being exposed to air. So if you're going to store your open, so it says store open wines in a chiller at 50 to 55 degrees Fahrenheit. I have a wine chiller. Not everybody mm-hmm. has one. You have one, right?
Yes. I got a small, I think it's like a 6-bottle joint.
Yeah. And you know what? They're not too expensive. You can find them for like less than $100. So if you're a person that always has wine on hand, I suggest you go ahead and invest in a wine chiller because it's really going to pay for itself. If you don't have a wine chiller, you can store open wine in your refrigerator and let them warm up for about an hour before serving. It mentions recorking wine. Recorking a wine stops the outside oxygen from getting in, but it won't remove the oxygen inside. A wine preserver such as a vacuum pump or mm-hmm. argon gas preserver will keep your wine fresher longer. And so there's guidelines for storing your wine. So if it's a sparkling wine, it could keep for 1 to 3 days. If it's light white, it could keep for a week. If it's a rosé, that can also keep for a week. Your light reds, those are actually all your reds. So your light red, your medium red, and your full red, you can store for 3 to 5 days. And your fortified wines, like your ports, those could store for up to a month at room.
That makes sense.
Ah, yeah. I wouldn't. Why am I storing wine for a month?
I wouldn't store it on purpose, but sometimes if I had since I don't like really sweet all the time, yeah. It might not last for the whole month, but I could see myself ignoring the really sweet one for a while.
Maybe that Moscato ain't gonna last,
but not a whole month. No, not the Moscato, but maybe the one of the ones that's really like a dessert one. Because yeah. even if I pour it, I might have like a little. I will pour like a little sip just to like have a taste, but not to drink the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But shit, but you know me. If it's sitting there, I'm like, bitch, we drinking.
For sure. So when we mentioned about storing the wine and how to recork it. Notice we did not say put the same cork back in the bottle. No. If you want it to store and you want it to be good, go ahead and invest in that vacuum pump or that argon gas preserver. Those are something that you could find at your wine shops. You could also find them on Amazon. I'm sure mm-hmm. you could find them there for the low. You know, I love Amazon. I got that Prime, y'all.
Oh, I got that Prime. For sure.
It pays for itself.
I seen the light. I heard people talk about it all those times. And last year, I finally got one. And I seen the light.
Man, it's funny how I got my Prime because, you sign up for the trial. Then you're like, all right, then let me go ahead and bounce up out of here because I ain't trying to have them take that $79 all at once, right? So then I was like, yeah, let me go ahead and cancel it. They were like, well, are you sure you want to cancel? I was like, yes. They were like, well, you can do it for like XYZ a month. I was like, oh, really? Go ahead and keep the Prime going.
mm-hmm. When I kept mine, it just was so much more convenient because last year I was trying to, like, run and do all these things and whatever. And I, like, regular-ass house stuff, I would forget to stop at the store. So I was like, well, my phone always in my hand. If I got Prime, I can just go ahead and order it when I'm thinking about it. And then I was like, oh, shit, this is mad convenient.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, I did need this. Go ahead and take that. I think it was $100 when I signed up. Like, oh, go ahead and take the money for the whole year. Whatever, I'll be all right.
Man, if you don't get it for nothing else, get it for the free shipping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it was like, would I ever come home and my toilet paper just sitting there? And last year I tried the Amazon Pantry. That was fun.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And then, what's it called?
Oh, as far as the the storing, like you said, the vacuum thing or whatever. Also, a lot of the little, when you go into like the Total Wines or the nicer wine shops, a lot of times they have like the accessories or the section with things like that. And even if you can't afford like one of the more expensive ones, so some of those real good, what you call them, like a little cork ones that you kind of like put back in the bottle and like clamp down for some temporary storage, some of those work pretty good. And of course, the person who bought me, shout out to my friend Shauna that bought me them damn wine condoms to slide over the bottle and keep some of that. And it might not be a long-term solution, but like if you just gonna keep it for a day or a couple of hours, like, oh,
yep,
just slide this condom on the bottle.
Yep. And I'm looking on Amazon now, y'all booskies. And if you do go to Amazon, you know, go to cspn.us and click on the link to keep our podcast free and go through there so that you could go ahead and look out for your loved ones over here on the CSPN network. But I do see them as low as $7.99. And they even have like two stainless steel ones for $14.99. So, you know, it really ain't that. And those are the vacuum wine stoppers. So those will preserve the flavor as well. So y'all go. And it's Prime. Free one-day shipping. So you can get it by tomorrow.
So I probably need to put some of them on my birthday list.
Yes.
Because I was looking for some. Cute.
One says, note to self, drink more wine. And the other one says, oh, look, it's wine o'clock. Oh, you know, I like to like that. Yeah, man. So, yeah, go ahead and play around on there. You'll see what you like so that you can make sure that your wine is nice and fresh if you're gonna store it. I mean, you might as well want it to taste the same as when you put it in that joint.
Hey, that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do need some of these. I'm looking because I got my one of the ones, you know how I show you the other items that somebody bought or whatever, and they showing my electric corkscrew that I got with these vacuum wine stoppers. Hey, I need to get me some of these. Mm-hmm. I've had a couple, but those are one of those things that, like, I'm like, I know I had about like six of them, and I'm looking at my kitchen drawer, and I'm like, why is only like two in here? I need to re-up. That's one of those things that somehow they end up missing over a few months or a couple years. Mm-hmm. But they, like you said, they're not expensive though, so some new ones.
And then going back to the temperature in which you store and why it's important, you want to store it between 50 to 55 degrees because anything above or below that enters into a danger zone. So if it's 32 degrees or less, the wine is going to freeze. If it's over 82 degrees, your wine is going to cook. Either way, you ain't going to be able to enjoy it. So you might as well store it at the appropriate temperature.
Yes, listen to the follow the damn rules.
Follow the rules, man. Don't
Unless you was trying to make a wine slushy, then let it freeze.
See, but then you gotta add other stuff with it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you gotta add other stuff to make the slushy, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Man,
I want to make some popsicles or something.
Ooh. I saw like some recipes for that.
We gotta make the wine ice cream. I need or buy some. I posted a link on. I be tweeting random articles or stuff about wine, especially when it's related to the national holidays. So this wine company that got wine ice cream that I've had before, it's been a couple years. They got the wine ice cream. I might just have to order some. I haven't done it in a while. But that's an idea because bitches ain't been blogging, but we gonna get to it.
Man, shit, it's January. Chill. We got this. We'll be back in February.
Yeah, we gonna be back. We
didn't take a podcast break, but we taking a blog break, damn it, okay?
That's fine. We gonna pop up with new content. Like, hey. Yeah. But, Al, Twitter's almost like a micro blog. I be sharing information on the Facebook page and the Twitter page.
Yeah, man. So, you know, that's why it behooves you to follow us so that you can get you some information.
Behoove is such a fun word.
Yes, darling. It behooves you to follow us on social media.
So we didn't recork the wine bottles. But what was niggas doing to even open it in the first place? Are we talking about that today?
Yeah, go ahead. Let them know.
The opening of the wine.
Grand opening, grand closing.
So uncorking a bottle of still or sparkling wine might seem tricky, but the best way to get familiar with the process is to simply open a lot of bottles. So, you know, guess who's good at opening bottles of wine? Me. Niggas always at the party getting me to open a bottle of wine. I'm like, what you trying to say?
You opening them trick like a trick, like with the knife. I'm hitting it with the back of a shoe.
I don't know how. I ain't never had to use that like once. But you know what? A nigga like me carries one of those little cheap corkscrews that I got from the liquor store in my purse, because, you know, I got certain people in my family and stuff, they got no damn corkscrew, or somebody always missing some shit, and bam, I just happen to have a corkscrew in my purse. But there is a wide selection of corkscrews on the market. The choice really depends on what style is easiest for you to use. Most professionals and amateurs prefer a simple corkscrew called the waiter's friend, which uses leverage to extract the cork. And if you ever ordered some wine at a restaurant, you've probably seen a waiter pull that little one out where you put the little thing on the side and then it's like, bam, got the little leverage. Everybody's seen one of them in the little waiter's belt. Well, most people. I won't say everybody, because some of you niggas is just getting familiar with the wine with us. The most important element of this corkscrew is the wire spiral. Or, oh shit, I didn't know it was called the worm. Hey. It should be at least 2 inches long so that it will penetrate deep enough into the cork to remove it without breaking or otherwise damaging it.
Another instance where size does not matter. Well, in this case, the opposite.
You know what I'm saying? The small, you know what I'm saying? The little ones is getting up in there. It's 2 inches, okay? So look for a round worm with a sharp point and an open spiral that will firmly grip the cork.
Yes, firmly grip the cork.
Yo, wine is mad sexual.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm here for it. Avoid winged corkscrews whose screw-like tip bore a hole into the cork, particularly dry ones pushing cork bits into the wine as you open it. So watch out. Be on the lookout for those. So we got the two opening still wine, opening sparkling wine. Opening a bottle of sparkling wine makes some people nervous, as the sudden release of pressure can emit a loud noise and cause the wine to overflow. So, look, when you get your cork ready, you just got to be like, I'm about to die. Follow the steps. Okay, so we say follow the steps over here. And you'll be able to control the speed at which the cork is released with a hit rather than a pop. Ooh. And keep all the wine where it should be in the glass. So this is funny, because it's one thing to read these things, but it is right. It is true that you've kind of, nobody ever specifically told me these things, but just from opening bottles, I figured it out. Like, all right, if I do it a little bit slow, it won't pop that loud. So for the sparkling wines, you want to first chill the wine. Thoroughly chilled sparkling wine is much less likely to pop unexpectedly when you open it. If the wine has not already been chilled, place it in an ice bucket filled with ice and water for about 20 minutes. Now, since we're talking about sparkling wines, most of those have the little wired cage. So second, remove the wire cage, peel off the foil covering from the top of the bottle, then twist open and remove the wire cage, keeping one hand firmly on the top of the cork. This will prevent the cork from popping out before you're ready. Three, ease out the cork. So be gentle, okay, my niggas? Ease out the cork. Hold the bottle at a 45-degree angle.
Hold it. Don't move.
Cover the cork with a dish towel and grip it tightly. With your other hand, slowly twist the bottle, not the cork. So this is something that I'm pretty sure people were doing the opposite way.
Yeah, they're twisting the cork, not the bottle.
Hold the cork firmly. The cork should slowly slide out with just a faint popping noise. And then last but not least, pour the damn wine. Holding the bottle by the base, pour the sparkling wine into flutes, filling each glass only about halfway to prevent overflow. As the bubbles subside, go back and top off the glasses, filling them with about to about three quarters of the way full. So that was the opening of sparkling wine. You want me to continue with the still wine, or you want to do that one?
Go ahead, boo.
All right, bam. Yeah, this was way more fun than I anticipated. I'm like, but it's the words they be using. It's so descriptive. So opening still wine. Although screw caps are becoming more widely used, most wines are still packaged with a natural or synthetic cork, which must be removed with a wine opener. Like we said, use our waiter's corkscrew. That is a pretty cheap and like efficient tool. So like you guys can use that one. As it's... using a waiter's corkscrews are an efficient tool for opening wine, as it fold away knife can also be removed. The fold away knife can also be used to remove the foil or the wax cap on the top of most wines. In addition, the wine opener's slim line can make it easy to store. So I've seen some people just kind of like stick the cork right in, pause, back up. First, trim the foil cap. You all fast, inserting the corkscrew all fast. That's take me. The damn full cap off.
That's me. I will not even lie, y'all. I don't even feel like fooling around with that foil. I just stick it right in there. I don't take no time to get it ready or nothing.
Open the corkscrew's blade and align the blade along with the bottle's top or bottom lip. Press the blade firmly as you rotate the bottle with your hand, and then pull off the full cap. Now, if you're using the waiter's corkscrew with a knife, you can just cut around. If you have, like what I have, my electric corkscrew came with a foil cutter. So I have like a little, it looked like a little, like you pinch it like a little mouth, and it grabs onto both sides of the foil, and then I just kind of twist it. So a lot of the electric corkscrews will come with a foil cutter, or some of the little rabbit joints, depending if it come in like a set, it might come with a foil cutter, but whatever. But either way, remove the foil. Insert the corkscrew, pull out the corkscrew's lever, then open the spiral worm so that it is fully exposed. Align the point of the worm in the center of the cork, then twist the worm straight down to the cork. Sometimes, and I'm sure it's happened to all of us, you either moving too fast or it's not straight up in the center and you go to twist and then you're all on the side of the damn bottle or some shit and you're about to break. Like, you're not even going in the right angle. Like, you know what I'm saying? Be gentle. Mm-hmm. Then to extract the cork, you fold in the lever and place it on the rim of the bottle. Place your other hand around the bottle and hold the lever to pull firmly. Pull out the handle of the corkscrew to slowly remove the cork. And then, of course, pour the wine. Wipe the lip of the bottle with a towel and then evaluate the wine. Well, we will talk about evaluating in another episode, but you're going to pour a glass, filling it one third to one half of the way full, and then twist your wrist slightly at the end to prevent drips. So that's how we open in a wine. So today we talked about the bottle, getting it open, getting it into our glass. But that's basically it. And then you can, you know, it's a variety, like I said, it's a variety of different actual corkscrews. So you might have electric one. I like my electric one. Shout out to the homie that bought it for me. Shout out to all my friends who bought most of my wine accessories. I love y'all. That electric one. Keys. For real, that electric one, I watched that motherfucker come on. I said, ooh, that was fun. I'd be just be wanting to open up the bottles and shit. I like when I have a guest over, they'd be like, I'll be opening up the bottle of wine while they talk, and they just be like, ooh, don't hate. But I got corks all over the house, but whatever. So that's the topic for the week. Did you have anything to add to that?
Nope. Not near enough.
That basically set up a little little future episodes. We're gonna go into the glass and then into the labels. Cause niggas gonna be all the way informed.
Yep. But okay. You know what I want y'all to do, and we're gonna make a post about it on the post about it on social media. I I want y'all to let us know if you have been opening or uncorking your bottles the correct way, especially the sparkling wine ones all this time. Have you been doing it right, or have you been doing
it wrong? I want to know about the sparkling wine, and we want to know if you was not taking the foil off, because I know you niggas was.
I know for a fact, y'all ain't. And y'all wasn't wiping the rim either.
Y'all wasn't wiping the rim. Some of y'all just
keeping
licked
that
it.
Towel ready. You gotta keep the towel ready. You gotta wipe it down.
Yes.
Stop being rude.
Did you get your cloth ready?
Okay.
I know the foil one because I've seen people have seen me take the foil off at my house, and they look like, oh shit, like it's a thing to take the foil off.
Okay, y'all,
some chicken. Just have some listening.
This brings us to a very important part of the show. This is the part that y'all love, that I love. This is Wine Hole Tales, y'all. Now, I am going to do a little bit of calling out names, even though we do have one to read this week. I'm calling out my boyfriend because he was supposed to write one already. He did not. I'm not saying his name, nor am I saying the nickname that I've been forbidden to speak on, because I cannot say that no more. I done got in too much trouble over that. Y'all need to stop using it too. Every time y'all use it, I get in trouble.
But it might be a movement. I've had one of my personal friends text me the nickname as she was catching up on the show.
See, that's the thing. I tried to tell him, hey, babe, you know what? It's a movement. All y'all out here, you know, it's solidarity. It's plenty of y'all. It's a good thing. He's like, nope, I don't like it. I'm like, fuck. Okay. So, gotta come up with another name for y'all, light-skinned people. Over a certain height. But anyway, yes, Boo Fang. Yes, you owe me a wine hotel. Who else? We said we weren't gonna call her out because Christopher, you owe me a wine hotel from New
and
Year's Eve.
And I know
Eve.
He got some good ones.
From New Year's Eve. Well, not New
then
Year's Eve.
Then you have a holiday party.
From your holiday party, you owe me a wine hotel. Who else? Since I'm thinking about it, who else said they was gonna send one?
I don't think I had nobody right off the bat.
Shanice, you owe me one. LaFonda, aka Southern Kinks, you owe me one.
Call them out. Call them out.
Bumba clots the whole latte. Y'all owe me. So when I check this email this week, it best be.
So we record on Friday. They better be there by Friday morning.
Man, and it's not that hard. We're not asking for 3-page stories. You know, we're just asking, you know, tell us, you know, who's involved, what kind of alcohol was involved, and what happened as a result of consuming said alcohol. Preferably some shenanigans took place and something embarrassing happened. That's what we want. That's what we like. So, you know what?
That's what we like.
But, you know, enough calling out names. We gonna get to the wine hotel that we have this week. Excuse me.
That went in my heart. Like,
did you feel it in your chest?
I felt it in my chest.
In your spirit.
In my spirit.
Let's see. Okay. So, me and my two friends decided to go out for drinks at our favorite bar. The music is pretty whack there, but the drinks are bomb. We like it because we can buy a couple of Long Islands each and be slizzard. Hey, like some lizards. Okay. So we do our usual routine and have a couple of drinks and dance to the few hip-hop songs that they play. Okay, so the bar is white. Got it. Around midnight, we text some friends because we have made plans to finish the rest of our night with them. We're kind of waiting by the door for them to text back with the address when some guy offers to buy us all drinks. We started to say no because we were supposed to be meeting our friends soon. But our friends weren't texting back fast enough, so we said, F it. This is where it goes all downhill, I can tell. We let those guys buy us a drink. And then, another and another. We lost track of how many drinks we had and what kinds. We were way past slizzard at this point. Now it's closing time and the lights
are on. I like that word,
on.
Slizzard.
Me too. Let's see. We ordered an Uber to take us to my apartment. I don't think any of us knew just how drunk we were until we got to my place. Uh-oh. One of my friends opened the door to get out and just fell right out of the car. Skint turned me all up. And I love that she put skint, S-K-I-N-T. Yes.
Skint, honey.
Yeah, not skin, skint. Yes. Me and my other friend helped her up, and we all wobbled to my door. And I fumbled with the key to let us in. As soon as we crossed that threshold, it hit us. We were instantly sick. Uh-oh. There was only one bathroom, though, and none of us... And none of us could make it. We all threw up right where we stood, on the wood floors in my apartment. Several times over. There was throw up everywhere. At some point, the exhaustion of throwing up caught us... Oh, Lord. Caught up to us, and we all fell asleep. I somehow made it to my bed. One of my friends fell asleep on my love seat, and one fell asleep in the one spot on the floor without throw up. Now my friend...
She was close to her, though.
Lord have mercy. Now my friend on the couch had called her boyfriend before she went to sleep, and I don't know what she said, but whatever it was, it worried him. But when he tried to call back, she had already fallen asleep. So he was calling around and trying to figure out where I live so he could check on her. But he didn't know my apartment number. He came to my complex and wandered around for a while and then waited in his car, calling her back to back for hours until she finally woke up and saw her phone. She woke us up and both my friends headed to their house to sleep the rest of that alcohol off. When I finally woke up, I had to mop up the puke from all over. It was behind my couches, splashed on the walls everywhere. We didn't drink for months after this happened, and we are still all scarred. Yeah.
I never had a group throw up.
No. This reminds me of that movie Problem Child, where they... Have you ever seen that movie?
With the little boy and little girl.
Yeah, remember when they were like on the... They wanted to get on that ride at the carnival, and then like one person threw up, and then everybody else threw up. That's exactly what.
My goodness!
Not group throw up.
A group throw up.
That's like that's like a
different kind of connection, a different kind of bond you got if you and your friends throw up together.
That's like a throw up bukkake. That's gross.
It's gross.
Yeah.
I'm glad it was hardwood floors though and not carpet.
Ooh, carpet. You wouldn't have got your deposit back, boo.
No, beloved. You was gonna have to get a little... If you ain't have a machine, you was gonna have to rent one to shampoo the shit out that carpet.
Ooh, but I know it was... Your place was stinking the next morning.
It was stinking.
I wouldn't have let them hoes go because first of all, who gonna help me clean this up? It ain't who only my throw up. Ooh, they couldn't come back. They could not come back. Y'all can't come back to my place. Y'all just throw up and leave.
And poor boyfriend was calling her. He was all worried.
That's a good boyfriend. He came through, was trying to find
he
it.
He came through. He said, I'm going to find this hoe. I like him.
I don't even know what she said. She don't even know what she said. But apparently it was something he was pressed to find her.
He probably could tell she was drunk and shit. Like, let me go find this hoe for she be
something
stupid.
She was probably texting a whole keyboard, ASDFJK.
No. She said ASD. I'm going to fuck you up for naming a home, bro.
She texted him all in home keys. Semicolon.
I'm about to say, can't forget that semi.
Okay. Lord, return. Lord, have mercy.
space. Okay. What?
He's probably trying to decipher that. Like, what? Is this a cry for help? What's going on?
He's trying to decode the shit. Moves good.
Oh, baby. So, y'all, man. Y'all, first of all, I know y'all was mixing light and dark if throw up happened.
If they was mixing light and dark. They go back and listen to when we talked about the hangover. What happens when you have a hangover? You drink too much, my niggas.
And if they was drinking all of those drinks, I know
they ain't
were
drank
fruity.
No water.
They were fruity, so you know that was messing with the stomach. They didn't drink no water. They didn't space out their drinks either.
They ain't space out the drink.
See, this is why I'm sorry. You can't drink with men like that because they drink way more sometimes than we can, especially if they some frat boys or whatever the case may be. Nah, they ain't looking out for you.
They're not.
They're trying to get you drunk. they're not trying to make sure you have a good time. They're trying to get you
and
drunk.
And then they try to say shit. They try to, they pull that reverse psychology. Oh, you a lightweight. Or the, like, nigga, I am who I am. I ain't you.
Right.
And in general, a man is going to be, like, bigger than you. And, like, their body going to absorb the alcohol different. Nah, bro. I know what I can do over these streets. Leave me alone. Let me sip.
Yep. But that is our wine hotel of the week. Thank you. What we going to call her?
I don't know. Didn't we give her a name last week? I don't remember what we called her, though. It's the same person. Shout out to this being the same person from last week.
Yes.
Look, we got people sending us 2 wine hotels, and y'all niggas ain't sending us 1.
Okay. So they out there doing the Lord's work. Y'all trifling. But thank you again, boo-boo. Let's see. Alright. So, that leads us to our final segment of the week, which is our... wine trivia! I do have the air horn, so I can say it.
So, for wine trivia this week... what do I have? I have some, a little vocabulary. I kind of like a little true or false. This one is very simple. True or false. A super Tuscan is another name for a magnum.
A what?
Super Tuscan. And that is a capital S, a capital T.
First of all, remember, I didn't even see Tuscan on the list. So, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm out on a limb. My best Tina Marie impression. I'm going to say man. So I don't remember hearing about that.
You right. Yay! The answer is false. If the word Tuscan sounds familiar, it's because we have referred to wines from the Tuscany from a Tuscany region. So the answer is false. The name Super Tuscan was coined to describe wines from Tuscany made in less traditional ways. These wines tend to be bigger and more powerful than other Tuscan wines and can be quite expensive. In addition to the traditional Tuscan grape Sangiovese, these wines may also include grapes such as Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot.
Hey.
So, yeah, I picked that one because I saw the Magnum word, and I was like, oh, one of our bottles is Magnum, so this probably relates.
Look at you thinking ass. Hey.
I be trying to think. Sometimes I be random, but sometimes I look and be like, oh, this one might match the topic for the week. And I be learning something.
Mm-hmm. Yes, big. So, that pretty much basically wraps up episode 12. You know, we can't wrap it up without settling
the tab.
So feel free to visit our website, where we will eventually be updating the blog. I am going to put up a sangria recipe today on Saturday. So by the time the episode goes up on Wednesday, y'all be able to go ahead and see that.
Let us know if it's any specific topic you want us to blog about too. Because one of the reasons why I haven't blogged nothing yet, because I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to write.
Right. There we go. We need some sort of direction sometimes. Also, y'all, we do have a little bit of news, a little bit of an update or whatever. We got voicemail now.
Hey, we sure do. I almost forgot.
Yeah, so instead of writing those wine hotels, if you think it's too much to write or you're not a good writer, go ahead and give us a call and leave us your wine
hotels.
That
should be fun if y'all leave the wine hotels, because I know if you're anything like me, my friends tend to like to hear my story. Yeah. So.
Yep, so you could give us a call and leave your wine hotel stories. You could ask us questions. You could just leave us feedback in general. Go ahead and utilize the number. You could reach us at 818-639-2443 and leave us a message, and we will make sure that we play it on the show. There you go. Also, Teespring. Shout out to the people who have been purchasing t-shirts on Teespring. They help to make sure that... Sorry.
Who you think you is, Jada Ball Jakes?
all, I live right next door to a fire station, so that's going to happen every now and then. So, yeah, man. Teespring, thank y'all for buying t-shirts. When you buy t-shirts, they help to defray the cost that we pay for, you know, web hosting and things of that nature. So thank y'all. Also, specials we put up, you know, if y'all wearing its merch and representing, we will make sure that we put you up on our social media. So if you got your t-shirts already or you buying them, go ahead and, you know, tag us so that we could go ahead and give you a special shout out.
We got our tag from our winner of the giveaway.
Yes.
He got his t-shirt.
Yep. So Rail Tears, thank you very much. And then also, if you want to go ahead and put some coins in the offering bucket to make sure that we can continue to purchase this.
Put some respect on it.
Yes. We can keep purchasing this wine for us to review for y'all. Go ahead and put it on our PayPal. That's paypal.me/badandboozypod. Also remember that we are a part of the Cold Slither Podcast Network. So you can find out more information about our show as well as the other shows. Like, if you like beer, there's a show called Beer It Is. If you like Ratchet Television, there's a show called Ratchet Ramblings. If you like wrestling, there's the Wrestlecast. There's tons of shows for you to pick from. They are all very good. So you can go ahead and check them out as well. Don't just listen to us. If you're already subscribing on that network, you might as well check out the rest of them. Then you can find our podcast. You listening, or you may want to share it with somebody else. They may have a different platform for you. You may be team iPhone, or you may be a part of Android gang, and your friend you want to send it to is not on the same platform as you. We are on iTunes. We're on Google Play. We're on Stitcher. We're on SoundCloud. And we are on, what's the other one I always forget? Tune in. And if you have the Podcast Addict app, you can search for us and find us there as well. Also, special shout out to the new review we got on iTunes, as well as the 5-star review we got on our Facebook page. So, yes, y'all, keep the reviews coming. New year, new reviews. We like this.
Mm-hmm. Y'all like us and shit. This kind of fun.
It is fun. You know, we like talking to y'all or whatever. We like hearing what y'all have to say. And then, since we like talking with y'all, make sure that you're following us. Follow our podcast. You can find us at Bad and Boozy Pod. We are on Instagram. We're on Facebook, and also under Bad and Boozy Pod. Same thing with Twitter. If you want to find me, if you think I'm funny, you want to see what's going on with my everyday life, you're going to find me on the Twitters. You and the other 1,400 plus people.
Oh, look at you.
You know, I got to flex my little stats every now and then.
Got numbers, there.
Go ahead and join the crew.
Hey, some of y'all follow. If y'all follow her, follow me. I need to get my numbers
yes.
up.
So you can find me at Fab Fresh and Fly. If you don't know how to spell that, I mean, I should look at the show notes, boo-boo. It's the same thing on Twitter and on Instagram. My Facebook is for people that know me in real life, so don't ask me because it ain't happening. And my DMs are closed, okay? So stay out my DMs. Unless you're trying to send me some money or sign me up for that flat tummy tea. I'm just saying. D, where can they find you on social media?
They can find me at Brains and Buns. That's the letter N on the Twitters and Instagram. And same as... So, y'all ain't following me on Facebook, but if y'all know me, if you know me in real life, you know where to find me at, but yeah, just Brains and Buns, and Delectable. Under Delectable, it's Deasia Ali, and shout out to niggas that been using Delectable, one of my college friends, all in my texts. And she was proud of herself because after she used a Delectable app to do a little research before she went into the wine store, she felt more prepared to make some wine selections and try some wine. And she texted me and was like, oh, I got this, and this to try. So she going to add it on to the Delectable. She requested me on there. So, yeah, shout out to the Delectable app.
I mean, Delectable is out here really changing lives. I'm not sure if y'all understand that.
It really really was.
It is making things simple. Because
she was like, and she told me she even was in the store and saw a lady trying to pick a wine, and the lady was like, oh, that label was something, 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 and like just making a comment like she was going to pick it based on the label. And she told the lady like, no, don't do that. Just use this app that I'm using.
Yes.
And she scanned it for the lady on her phone until the lady could download it herself. So she even spreading the word.
Yes.
Like, yes.
Spreading the gospel that is.
So she could read something about it.
Yeah. You know what? I use it every time I go out buying. Every single time.
Yeah. I love it.
So make sure y'all get in there. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I think.
You was out of order.
Why am I out of order?
Because you always is. Nothing new.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I can only be me. I can only be me. But
that's fair.
But yeah, that pretty much wraps it up this week. I know next week we're going to be in, it's going to be February, y'all. So we're getting ready for Valentine's Day. About to give y'all some picks for the day of amour.
Yeah, so that won't be the next episode. It'll be the following.
We'll have something for y'all, you know. Make sure that you listen to us earlier in the day so that you can make your picks in time before your date that evening.
Yes, we're going to do something for Valentine's Day. And y'all can tweet us and let us know if there's anything, any ideas you want for Valentine's Day.
Yep. And you know what? February is Black History Month, too. So, shoot. It might tell y'all how to pair with some collard greens or whatever.
I wonder, hold up. Might need to find like some old tradition, like with the slaves that had a good wine. So, but I'm sure they was drinking.
They had that Pruno.
That how they was making it on Orange Is the New Black, the hooch.
Yeah,
they was probably making the stuff. Yeah, we might need to talk about that one of these episodes.
Man.
But like, oh, this is how they used to get that. This is how your ancestors got down. What?
I'm reading. It says, during slavery, blacks were prohibited from consuming alcohol under the slave codes. These codes governed all aspects of slave life. Then it says, what's it called? When a slave is drunk, the slaveholder had no fear that he would plan an escape or insurrection.
Oh.
If he was sober, damn. The thinking slave was thought to be dangerous. Lord have mercy.
What? Damn, they really ain't like this.
They still don't.
Like, that's just so horrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ain't gonna look up nothing else, or else I'm gonna start getting mad.
I'm about to say we're gonna get mad. Don't do it. We done had a fun episode.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, I mean, we got some good stuff coming down the pipe for y'all. We're really excited. I know something I'm really excited about that we got, that someone shared with us this week. I'm like, yes, I'm ready to talk about that, because we all be making mistakes when we do this, so I'm here for it. So yes, I'm over here bopping. Yes,
I see you bopping.
Yes,
you all pumped up.
They don't see me bopping. So I'm ready. We ready to share with y'all. We hope that you enjoyed this episode today. As always, leave us some feedback. We love communicating with y'all. When you're listening to the podcast and you want a live tweet, make sure that you are using hashtag Bad and Boozy Pod. And when you're listening, use hashtag Pod In. Okay?
Pod In.
Yup. So, if there's nothing else, I bid y'all adieu. Until next time. But remember, the best wine
is the one you like.
Deuces.
Bye.